Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Very good afternoon. Ray's on. JP's on.
How are you?
And look who's after. Swan in it. Do you know what? She heard us saying IT glitches and Microsoft. She said, get out. Let me in there.
Get out of my way.
She's all elbows. Get out of my way. He's making a fool out of himself talking about IT glitches and crashes and hacks. And she's like, I'm going to get in there and clear the air and tell him what this story is. It's the one and only Jess Kelly.
It's like Hello. Christmas for you, Jess, isn't it?
Do you know what? I actually am delighted I caused this event just so I can get a bit of airtime with you, Ray. It's all my fault.
Oh, my God.
Can it be definitively attributed then to you wishing it into existence on a Friday?
Like, fingers crossed. They are investigating at the moment, and I do hope it comes back to my manifestation that I did this at 6 o'clock this morning for a bit of time with you. Yeah.
You woke up this morning, you were like, nothing today.
Just need a bit of
nothing. I hope someone sends me a free telly because I've got nothing to do today.
That's exactly how it works.
Oh, I hope there's a new broadband plan I can go on Pat Kenny and chat about.
The broadband plan
that I can get for free for a year.
Are Apple bringing out something new? There
must be a free thing that can go.
How we laugh.
Actually, tangent. Did you see that Starlink story today? Starlink, isn't that
Starlink? Elon Musk's company.
Yeah, he's got 8 gigabit. You can get 8 gigabit on Starlink now.
How much it'll cost you though? I think that's a mortgage.
I think it's a business end product. Mm. But yeah, it looks good. Well, anyway, we could talk about other things. But there's this. It's a little glitch.
It's a global mass outage.
The thing for me that I understood about it was the Microsoft element of
it.
So what's this cloud?
CrowdStrike. So they're a third party. So they are providers of cybersecurity software. And if you are Microsoft or if you're Ryanair, you use their platform to keep the bad guys away from your infrastructure and your data. So they pushed an update at around midnight Irish time, and they've been able to track it down to like one little teeny tiny thing within that update that's caused this mass outage around the world.
Okay, you're blowing my mind here, right?
Because
I would have thought that you woke up this morning and thought, I've got one thing to do today. One, get a free telly.
And I got two.
And two, blow Ray Foley's mind.
Done and done.
I would have thought, call me a naive fool, Jess Kelly.
And I will.
To my face this time.
Okay.
I would have thought that companies of this scale, particularly Microsoft, they don't need a third party to be doing this business for them. That surely everything on this scale should be in-house.
No, that's not the way it works at all. And very often it's for security reasons that they do need these third-party vendors. Now, Microsoft, the reason it's being named a Microsoft outage is because it's impacting those using Microsoft Windows PCs. So it's impacting PC users who avail of the CrowdStrike software. So it's all kind of an amalgamation of sort of the overlapping where product meets service meets third-party vendor. And it's a bit of a mess. But what's really interesting is you're seeing the scale of the companies that use this one company for cybersecurity. So whether that is Ryanair, Amazon, there are banks, there are supermarkets. You know, first thing this morning when I went online, you were seeing shoppers in Australia trying to do their weekly food shop who couldn't pay in Woolworths, which is a great shop that's no longer with us in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't pay. It's ingrained and being utilized across the board. And for me, it's just a reminder of, firstly, how intertwined all of this is. And secondly, thanks be to whatever you believe in that it wasn't a hack. Because imagine if this was a hack where banks, hospitals, businesses, airlines, imagine if their databases all intertwined with this one piece of software were compromised. Think of the data breach that we would be dealing with and the amount of disruption that would cause.
Well, how do you know it's not a hack?
Because they've come out and they've put their hands up. Their chief executive came out, put their hands up and said, look, we've identified what this is.
Is it not more reassuring to say, we made a little mistake, it's a little snafu, but hey, keep us on, we're a third party, we need that Microsoft contract, rather than admitting to it being a hack? By the way, this is tinfoil hat territory I'm entering.
Absolutely, and I'll indulge you for a second on it. Yeah, they could, right? But from a reputational point of view, and also because of the legislation that's in place, particularly here in Europe, there's the data protection, the GDPR, there's the Digital Services Act, there's a whole host of legislation that would require them to own up and to flag with the relevant authorities if it was a hack. The National Cybersecurity Centre here in Ireland has confirmed that they are aware of this, that there's none of our infrastructure, and it does seem to be a glitch. And thoughts and prayers to the poor book who wrote the code that got
pushed out. There's going to be one person
who did it.
Well, fingers crossed they didn't, because okay, so the list then of affected. So Ryanair was the biggie. Then you've got a bunch of airports being directly affected.
Yeah.
Just on a sort of a personal, individual, consumer level, how are people being? Someone texted and said that their Xbox was like, they went online to play Xbox Live. I noticed the issue last night. When I finished my night shift and I got home and turned the Xbox on, it wouldn't work. From Neil.
Yeah.
Fanula says two of my daughters flew to London with Ryanair today. No boarding pass checked, and their names were crossed off a list with pen and paper. Going back to the good old days. From Fanula, love the show. Hey, other than, I suppose, like grassroots or nuts and bolts impacts.
Yeah, so people trying to top up their Leap cards from the Leap card app, you couldn't do that. If you had your NCT booked for today, you've been disrupted there. Ryanair in the last few minutes posted on X that they had to cancel a small number of flights and are asking people who were booked onto those cancelled flights to please leave the airport because there's nothing they can do for them. If you're due to fly to the US, United Airlines, Delta Airlines and American Airlines are all impacted. We know that Amsterdam Airport and airports in Spain are heavily impacted. So if you're flying to any of those destinations before you set off to go to whatever airport you're driving to fly out of, just check that your flight is still running. You may not be able to check in online. That was the big issue this morning.
Yeah. So how do you check? I suppose they'll be sharing on their socials or whatever.
They're sharing on their socials, but also if you're flying with Ryanair, if you go to their app and you go to the My Ryanair part of the app, you'll be able to see the latest status update on your flight. Dublin Airport have been updating their website the entire time.
Okay.
So if you're expecting, you know, if you're the people in the airport waiting on arriving flights, again, go to the website, check the flight status. Also, my beloved Flight Radar, if you know the flight number, and check and see if the outgoing leg has left or is stuck in the air or is stuck somewhere else in the world, it's worth going, because a hell of a lot of flights in the US were grounded this morning and there's no real update in terms of those being rejigged. A lot of flights have been cancelled.
Yeah, because if the plane doesn't come in, you can't go out. Flight Radar, the app Flight Radar, worth having a look at there as well. And the boring bit, it actually did, and we worked out it did impact us, because OneDrive, which is a Microsoft product, which is their version of the cloud of Dropbox or iCloud, that's where JP and I do a lot of the WhatsApp voice notes. Mm-hmm. So JP will save them into the voice note on the cloud, and then I'll grab it over here and then play it out. But that's where it just died on us a couple of minutes ago. And then I saw somebody else saying, would somebody please, for the love of God, with all these other Microsoft products going offline, would somebody please make sure Teams goes so everyone can get a long weekend out of it. Jess Kelly.
I love talk.
Thank you.
I'm taking guru. Yeah. You know what? You did it again. You blew my mind.
Yeah.
Now, listen, off you go. Get your free telly.
Okay, we'll do. Thanks.
Free telly for everyone who blows my mind this afternoon.
Oh, a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.